Phosphor, biological role. Inorganic phosphorus in the form of the phosphate PO3 is required for all known forms of life, playing a major role in biological molecules such as DNA and RNA, where it forms part of the structural framework of these molecules. Living cells also use phosphate to transport cellular energy in the form of adenosine triphosphate, ADP. Nearly every cellular process that uses energy obtains it in the form of ADP. ATP is also important for phosphorylation, a key regulatory event in cells. Phospholipids are the main structural components of all cellular membranes. Calcium phosphate salts assist in stiffening bones. Living cells are defined by a membrane that separates it from its surroundings. Biological membranes are made from a phospholipid matrix and proteins, typically in the form of a bilayer. Phospholipids are derived from glycerol, such that two of the glycerol hydroxyl O protons have been replaced with fatty acids as an ester, and the third hydroxyl proton has been replaced with phosphate bonded to another alcohol. An average adult human contains about 0.7 kilograms of phosphorus, about 85 to 90% of which is present in bones and teeth in the form of apatite, and the remainder in soft tissues and extracellular fluids, -1%. The phosphorus content increases from about 0.5 weight% in infancy to 0.65 to 1.1 weight% in adults. Average phosphorus concentration in the blood is about 0.4 g/L, about 70% of that is organic and 30% inorganic phosphates. A well-fed adult in the industrialized world consumes and excretes about 1 to 3 grams of phosphorus per day, with consumption in the form of inorganic phosphate and phosphorus-containing biomolecules such as nucleic acids and phospholipids, and excretion almost exclusively in the form of phosphate ions such as H2PO4 and HPO4. Only about 0.1% of body phosphate circulates in the blood, and this amount reflects the amount of phosphate available to soft tissue cells. Bone and teeth enamel. The main component of bone is hydroxyapatite, as well as amorphous forms of calcium phosphate, possibly including carbonate. Hydroxyapatite is the main component of tooth enamel. Water fluoridation enhances the resistance of teeth to decay by the partial conversion of this mineral to the still harder material called fluoroapatite. Phosphorus deficiency. In medicine, low phosphate syndromes are caused by malnutrition, by failure to absorb phosphate, and by metabolic syndromes that draw phosphate from the blood, such as refeeding after malnutrition, or pass too much of it into the urine. All are characterized by hypophosphatemia, which is a condition of low levels of soluble phosphate levels in the blood serum, and therefore inside cells. Symptoms of hypophosphatemia include muscle and neurological dysfunction, and disruption of muscle and blood cells due to lack of ADP. Too much phosphate can lead to diarrhea and calcification, hardening of organs and soft tissue, and can interfere with the body's ability to use iron, calcium, magnesium, and zinc. Phosphorus is an essential macromineral for plants, which is studied extensively in edaphology in order to understand plant uptake from soil systems. In ecological terms, phosphorus is often a limiting factor in many environments, that is, the availability of phosphorus governs the rate of growth of many organisms. In ecosystems, an excess of phosphorus can be problematic, especially in aquatic systems, resulting in eutrophication, which sometimes lead to algal blooms. Food sources. The main food sources for phosphorus are foods containing protein, although proteins do not contain phosphorus. For example, milk, meat, and soy typically also have phosphorus. As a rule, if one holds a meal plan providing sufficient amount of protein and calcium, then the amount of phosphorus is also likely sufficient. The lack of phosphor can be defeated by turning the silicon or sulfur to phosphor. By a chemical reaction on silicon, causing that silicon receives another electron in outer shell and proton in the kernel, it becomes phosphor. By a chemical reaction on sulfur, causing that sulfur lose its electron in outer shell and proton in the kernel, it becomes phosphor. This is very important, because phosphor dies and the animals need phosphor to survive and also plants need phosphor to grow. It needs fusion reaction to change the kernel. Sulfur has 16 proton and neutron in kernel. Silicon has 14 proton and neutron in kernel. Phosphor has 15 protons and 16 neutrons. I suppose that sulfur can be changed to phosphor easier. You can release electron in sulfur by heating it. It becomes 15 electrons, and let it react with one proton in kernel and make neutron. It makes 17 neutrons and 15 protons. But you must release that neutron form the kernel to create phosphor. This can be done by nanotechnology or ray injection and rejection.